Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, hello, everyone. I hope you had a good weekend. I had a powerful, amazing, hugely blessed weekend. And the fact that it was Veterans Day, which was officially yesterday, it's always November 11th, which I'm going to do a little bit of the history of Veterans Day today, as I do every year. And but just happened to be on Saturday was my dad's memorial service out in the mountains of North Carolina, Lake Lore, which my dad affectionately called Paradise. He recorded that on my parents' answering machine. Welcome to Paradise. Thanks for calling, Paradise. He just loved it out there. So we had his memorial service on Saturday, which had a little something to do with Veterans Day, because we had a two gentlemen from the Army that came out, because my dad was a veteran. He served in 1946, 1947 in Germany during the occupation. So that was really, for a lot of people, it was one of the most powerful moments of the day. But today, as we kind of observe Veterans Day nationwide, even though it was yesterday, November 11th is always the deal and has been for years. I always open up the phone. So I want to give you an opportunity. I do not need to talk today. I'll honor my own father, and I'll play a clip from when they presented the flag to my mother on Saturday, which was really powerful. I was that rocked me. I got through my part just fine, and God was glorified, I believed, and the gospel was proclaimed loudly and clearly, and that was awesome. But it was that moment, because it was just such a somber moment, which only lasted for about 2.5 minutes. I recorded it on my camera by video and then put it up on my Facebook pages, so you can see that there. Really, really powerful if you've ever experienced that yourself. So I want to play that if we have time today. Something interesting that happened over the weekend. I don't know if it was Saturday or last Saturday. Maybe it was last Saturday. On Saturday Night Live, where a comedian, a younger guy, said some really bad things about a veteran who lost his eye in Afghanistan. And then they actually came together just this past Saturday and did a little apology. He apologized. And right there on television in front of the whole world. And it was a great moment, a great lesson for all of us, I believe, to set the veterans issue aside. For us as Americans on opposite sides of the aisle, most of us kind of fall into one category or another, politically speaking. And the fact that they were able to get together and laugh, And there's forgiveness offered and reconciliation was awesome. So if we have time, I'll play that for you. But what's most important, what's number one today, is you, giving you the opportunity to call into the show, 866-348-7884, simply to honor the veteran or veterans in your life, past, present. And I just want to give you that opportunity. I think that's the least that we can do on this day as we observe Veterans Day around the country. Of course, the official day yesterday, November 11th. But giving you that opportunity the whole hour, all four segments, I'm going to keep the phones open. So please, please take the opportunity to call in and just a word, a comment, some thoughts about the veteran in your life. Perhaps they've already passed on, and somebody from the past or somebody currently that's serving, or if you have served previously or currently serving in the military, I would love to hear from you, because I want to hear from you. What does Veterans Day mean to you, and what can we do to serve you, those of us that are out here, the civilians? What can we do to serve and honor and bless you if you're in the military service? And I'd love for you to call in as well. 866-348-7884. Probably mostly all of us know somebody that served. As I mentioned, my father, some people on my wife's side of the family, and including her father, and my sister's side, and a bunch of people in her family. Both, they're veterans, are all over the place. So take the opportunity today to call in and share that with the rest of us. We all want to honor the veteran or veterans in your life. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH is the number here today live on the show. Thanks to Chris Connell, Pastor Chris, and Ronnie Shirley from Lizard Lick Towing. That was a really big reality TV show that was on for several years recently. They were in here on Friday. It was kind of wild. Those are two very wild people. So thanks, Chris, for doing that as we were driving out to the mountains of North Carolina. But really, I shouldn't have to beat you up today. I shouldn't have to prod you too much. I shouldn't have to ask you too many times to call in and honor the veterans or veteran in your life. I think that's the least that we can do on the public airways on, 12 different states and, 26, 28 different stations, just to mention their name and honor them. I want you to do this. I want to be a part of that. So please call in 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH is the number. Just a little information, a little history about Veterans Day. Originated as Armistice Day on November 11th, 1919, all the way back, the first anniversary of the end of World War I. Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for an annual observance, and November 11th became a national holiday beginning in 1938. They actually changed the date at one point, and then in 1954, Dwight D. Eisenhower, the president at the time, officially changed the name of the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. And in 1968, the Uniform Holiday Bill was passed by Congress, which moved the celebration to the fourth Monday in October. And then in 75, under President Gerald Ford, returned to Veterans Day to November 11th due to the important historical significance of that date. Again, November 11th was the end, marking the end of World War I. So you have that out there in Europe, interestingly enough, Great Britain and the Commonwealth countries. It's common to observe 2 minutes of silence at 11 a.m. every November 11th. So I've got some numbers and some stats about veterans I want to share with you, but hopefully you'll call in and take the time to honor a veteran or the veterans that you know in your life. And again, that could be people from the past that have already their time here on earth is over. I hope that they're in heaven with the Lord. Of course, I don't know that, but that's my hope for them. But at least to call in and honor them, mention their name, anything you'd like to share about the veterans in your life. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Same thing goes for my friends on Facebook Live. If you guys have a veteran you'd like to honor, just type it in there, put it on the screen, and I will mention them on the air. And anything you want to bring up, you want to bring up a name, you want to tell me a little bit about them, when they served, maybe how they impacted your life. Veterans is something I think we've gotten much better as a nation in honoring our veterans. It was terrible, obviously, during the Vietnam War. I think Gulf War One and Two and all the things we've been dealing with in the Middle East for years now has brought back an appreciation of our veterans, which I think is awesome and much needed and certainly deserved. So today, if you want to call in and share that, that would be wonderful. I would be honored to share the airtime with you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Some numbers here before we hit the break. 16.1 million living veterans served during at least one war. 5.2 million veterans served in peacetime. 2 million veterans are women. 7 million veterans served during Vietnam. That's an amazing number. 5.5 million veterans served during the Persian Gulf War. Of the 16 million Americans who served during World War II, about 500,000 are still alive. They're dying by the day because of their age, and my father was one of them, now in heaven with the Lord. And I'll play for you that moment when the Army officer presented the flag to my mom. Really, really powerful. We'll hear that and hear your calls when we come back. Welcome back to the Steve Noble Show. This is Steve Noble. Would love for you to call in today. The less I talk, the more we are honoring our veterans today as we are observing Veterans Day officially yesterday, November 11th. But today, nationally, national holiday, obviously. And so if you want to call in and just honor the veteran or veterans in your life, past and present, or if you serve in the military, if you have served, if you are serving, I would love to have your perspective in here, too, as far as what does being a veteran mean to you and having served our nation. We want to thank you and bless you and just honor you, all of our veterans, of course, across the board, men and women, various ages, and those from the past, those present, and those that are currently serving. So if you want to call in and share that today and just honor someone, a veteran in your life, phones are open for you all hour. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH, and I will also share some information that I'm getting from my friends on Facebook Live. If you want to join us in the studio, so to speak, you can do that. We're live on the air 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Not everywhere we're on the radio, it's live, but most of it is. So if you want to join us in the studio by video, you can join Facebook Live. Just go to Facebook. You might be looking at it already. Odds are pretty good. In the search box, just put the Steve Noble Show, N-O-B-L-E, Steve Noble Show, and you'll jump right over. Let's go over to, let me go to Timothy, who's calling in from our Wilkins Radio affiliate there in Indianapolis. Timothy, thanks for calling in today. Go right ahead.
Hey, you're welcome. My grandfather served in the military. He was in the Navy, and he served in World War II. He worked with the USS Indianapolis.
Amazing. And so, what kind of impact did his service have on you, Timothy, growing up and finding out about him?
a really good impact. It inspired me to really respect authority. And I have great respect for police officers and everything. It just really inspired me as a kid to have respect for authority.
Yeah, what a great point. And we certainly could use that kind of mentality across the nation today, that's for sure. Timothy, thanks so much for calling in.
Sure. And
it's a pleasure to honor your grandfather
one last
with you.
Thing.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Before he died, I gave him a call, and he accepted Jesus Christ. As Lord and Savior on his deathbed.
That's totally awesome. Praise the Lord. That's the icing on the cake. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Timothy.
Know that he's in heaven.
Amen.
So, yeah.
And I look forward to meeting him one day up there. Thanks, bro.
You're welcome.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. If you want to call in and share about a veteran or veterans in your life, 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. My dad would always tell me to slow down. Or 866-34-TRUTH. Please give us a call. We'd love to really honor the veteran in your life by sharing some time on the air here today. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Suzanne calling in here in North Carolina, in Denton, North Carolina. Suzanne, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my phone call. I want to share with you that my father, Gerald Odell Perez, was a World War II veteran.
Wow.
He passed away October 13, 2017, and I was with him at the time of his passing.
Wow.
And he loved his country. And I just appreciate all veterans that give their time in service for the United States of America.
Yeah, and what kind of impact did his service and those stories and his past have on you personally, Suzanne?
Actually, he never would talk about the events.
Isn't that interesting?
It changed. It's a better environment, and I think from the time of his passing, speaking with you, it birthed something in me that I didn't really have before. And I met a veteran yesterday in a coffee shop that is just making contact with people when you know they're veterans. And to acknowledge what you acknowledge for that they have given time of service to our country. And it's ongoing. It's just changed everything, the whole outlook of my appreciation.
Yeah, and that's a great point. Suzanne, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that today and allowing us to honor him with you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling. And she brings up a good point. It was my dad's same thing. My dad went to be with the Lord on September 21st. And the interesting thing about that is until he went to be with the Lord, I mean, there's a lot of, I've talked about him. I did a couple shows on him. If you want to hear the recollections of somebody that served, he was in the army he was still in training when the war ended in 45. He served in Germany during the occupation in 46 and 40, came home in 47. But it wasn't until he went to be with the Lord that I really started to think in terms of legacy and what he had taught us and what he had passed along and our responsibility to do that. That's posterity thinking like our founding fathers and passing things down. And yes, once that person leaves the confines of this planet, at least for the time being, it really does heighten the sense of legacy and carrying on what they taught us. And one of the things that I think we've learned from all our veterans, which we learn, of course, from the scriptures originally, is self-sacrifice and service to others. Service other than self and putting others, putting the Lord generally and specifically for those that are Christians, but love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Bringing that up. And by the way, if you want to call in and share, then when I come back from the break, I've got a bunch of people sharing things on Facebook Live that I'll share on the air so we can continue to honor our veterans today. 866-348-7884 is the number. I hope you will call in and honor the veteran or veterans in your life today. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH is, I think, the easier one. 866-34-TRUTH. And we'll leave the phone lines open for the rest of the show. But I wanted to play. This was when two gentlemen from the Army in their dress uniforms, it was beautiful, came. They had the flag folded up, unfolded it up on the pulpit there in the church on Saturday at my dad's memorial, and then refolded it and brought it over and presented it to my mother, which was an incredibly profound moment. It was really far more emotional for all of us, really, than we expected it to be. But this is what he said. You've probably heard this before, but when the Army officer walked over and presented the flag to my mother, this is what he said.
Ma'am, on behalf of the President of the United States, the United States Army, and a grateful nation, please accept this flag as a symbol of our appreciation for your loved one's honorable and faithful service.
Really, it was just an amazing moment. It kind of caught me flat-footed. I mean, I knew they were doing it, but to all of a sudden watch that, as somber as it was, to them to go through that flag-folding ceremony and then come over and present that flag to my mother. And you think about it, that was 1947, and it's 2018. So that's what? 71 years later? 71 years later, they're willing to come out, do that at his memorial service, and then present that flag to his wife. And he had not been in the military in 71 years. That should tell you something about the quality of the people, the individuals throughout our military. 866-34-TRUTH is the phone number. And I'll just be honest. I don't think I should have to prod you too much to call in and honor the veterans in your life. But right now, all the phone lines are open. So now I'm going to start getting in your grill out of love for you, love for the Lord, and love for this nation. Call in. And just, I know it can be a little nerve-wracking, makes you a little nervous, feels kind of funny. But let's honor the veterans in our lives together. I can talk the whole hour, you know that. But I'd rather not. I'd rather you call in and share about the veterans in your life. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Please call in. We want to hear from you. We want to be able to honor the veterans that you know right alongside with you. This Veterans Day was yesterday, but we're celebrating nationwide today. 866-34-TRUTH.
Let's try it all together.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today. Yesterday officially was Veterans Day, November 11th, as it is every year. And we honor you if you're a veteran, some veterans in your life. We honor you. Thank you for your service. God bless you. It's an amazing testimony to the rest of us. That self-sacrifice, serving something bigger than yourself, serving yourself generally is a part of the American dream. It's a part of the American way of life. That's called liberty. And that's what we're all about, self-determination, right? I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to go for this, I want to go for that. That's what America's all about. But it's also about unity. It's also about self-sacrifice. It's also about a collective or shared vision of freedom and liberty. That's the interesting thing. I teach my students in my Constitution and civics class every Thursday. And I've been teaching them this year. I haven't figured this out. I hadn't noticed this before. But even the name of our country, the United States of America, if you take it back into its time context, back into the late 1700s, these were colonies who were very independent. So United States was almost an oxymoron to them. We're going to be united at will. We'll agree on this document called the Constitution. We'll sign it. We'll ratify it. But we're still going to operate as independent units for the most part. So United States in the original context was actually a bit of an oxymoron. We don't think like that anymore. It's more of like the federal government is everything. The United States we don't think, and really a lot of people today don't think too deeply or too seriously about their allegiance to their own state. You think mostly as an American, but back in the day, it was actually kind of an oxymoron. United States. Okay, well, fine. It's kind of like us in the homeschool community. We all do things our own way, but we're also one community. We stick together. We care for one another. If you come against us, we're going to come together and come against you. I'm speaking to the federal government. And the United States of America was like that. But the one thing that's been consistent throughout all of that is kind of this belief in not only your own personal liberty, but in the freedom and liberty of others and of the nation as a whole. And the greatest example of that is people, past and present, that are willing to set aside their regular life and go serve in the military. All of our veterans, men and women, throughout wartime and peacetime, amazing testimony to the rest of us that they live for something other than themselves. They serve. And they care about the state of the nation, and many of them go do things, and they pay prices. You see it all the time, especially in the Middle Eastern conflict and people coming back, IEDs and all that mess, and losing limb or limbs or vision or burns. Terrible. But they did it because they believe in this ideal that is America, and that's a huge testimony to the rest of us who have not served, and that's most of us. And on Veterans Day, we need to remember that. We actually should be remembering that all the time. So anytime you see a veteran, make sure you stop and you thank them. Thank you for your service. Shake their hand. Make eye contact. and show them that they are valued. They work hard. They put their lives at risk. They don't make a lot of money. And they do it all for this ideal that we kind of live under every day. And most of us, I would imagine, take it totally for granted. 866-34-TRUTH is the phone number if you'd like to call in and share any story, a name, what war they were in, or if they weren't, when they served. I would just love for you to take some of the airtime today and honor the veteran or veterans in your life. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Please call in. I would rather hear from you than me talking the rest of the hour. I can do that. You already know that. But I'd rather not. I'd rather give you the airtime and you can honor the veterans in your life. So I want to go to some of my friends here on Facebook Live that have been sharing. Josh put this up a little earlier. His grandfather served in Okinawa, Japan. That's absolutely amazing. William Kappas and another served in Korea and has a purple heart. That's Fred Moyer. Just awesome. My friend Jill said, my dad was in the U.S. Navy and served in the South Pacific in World War II. Totally amazing. Marlon's uncle served in World War II in the Philippines. Isn't that amazing? All these people in World War II. Just remarkable. Another one, Paul Mears. My dad was an Army Air Corps in World War II. That's incredible. Archie said, Evan's dad. Who's Evan? Like, I'm supposed to know who this Evan person is. Oh, Evan, my intern, my assistant. Okay, that Evan. Evan's dad, Michael Corsar, Air Force pilot. That's pretty cool. That's really awesome. Air Force pilots is really cool. Tasha said, my grandfather, Robert A. Anderson, served in World War II. Not sure where he served, but he was injured during action. He lost a couple of fingers. But because it was his two middle fingers that were missing, he always had the I love you sign every time he held up his hand. It's a sweet memory I have of him. Now it's for us, too. Thanks, Tasha. That's a really sweet memory. That's really cool. Let's see. Anybody else? I'm looking for some other folks. Evan. Okay, now back to Evan. My father served for 13 years in the Air Force as a KC-135 pilot. Ooh, big hauler. That's a tanker, right? KC-135? Air refueling. That's really cool. He made major, but never had the chance to pin the rank on. My grandfather served and retired from the United States Air Force as well. That's really cool. My friend Sarah, who's been a help on Call to Action and the radio show and the ministry for years. My father, Griff Bellamy, served in the Air Force, Korean War. He was not able to serve World War II. Came down with severe rheumatoid arthritis at 17 years old and was paralyzed. Wow, that's amazing. He was bedridden for 2 years, later had a miracle and went into remission. He was called up at 27 years of age, and they made him an instructor in the B-52. They called him Pappy. That's really cool. I used to watch that show, Pappy Bowington. That's so cool. Thanks for sharing that. Jill said, my dad always said he survived a kamikaze attack and two typhoons but couldn't swim across a pool. That's hilarious. I love that. Let's go to some of our friends that are calling in today. Let me jump over here onto the phone and give some more people an opportunity to share. Hey, Noah, thanks so much for calling in today to honor the veterans. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I had a story about my grandpa. He didn't like to talk about the war a lot, but he was in World War II. He was an engineer, so they put up bridges and strung up the barbed wire and all that good stuff. But he got shot in France. Apparently, he was over on enemy lines. Two German soldiers actually were wanting to surrender. This is a story. He didn't really give it to me, but he gives my daddy, kind of passed down thing, but he didn't like to talk about it. But he got shot over there on enemy lines. They drug him back. The two German soldiers, just so they wouldn't get blasted. They wanted to surrender, so they didn't want to get blasted, wow. Coming across. So they picked him up. They didn't even know he was alive. He just sat out there on the battlefield and died, and I probably wouldn't be talking to you today because, you take one link out of the
right
of the family. You don't exist. But I always thought that was the neatest story. And then he meets my grandmother. They wrote back letters and all that good stuff later on after the war. But like I said, he was on the enemy lines in France when they drug him back over.
Man.
I always thought that was the neatest story. They could have just left him out there. They didn't even know he was alive when they brought him. They just didn't want to, get wasted when they tried to surrender. So that was always a neat story.
Noah, did your grandfather, readily share all this stuff, or did you have to pull it out of him a little bit?
He didn't really, which I was younger at the time. He unfortunately passed away. I probably wasn't around 10, 11, 12. My brothers got to talk to him. He kept the bullet. Actually, he would say, they moved back to Durham, and he went to Duke Hospital, or the VA hospital station down
yep.
there. He lived in one of the baby boomer houses. Wow. He didn't like talking about it, at least, but I was so young. But he had the bullet extracted. It actually got shot in the force shot right there in the
right the gluteus maximus. Right, got it.
Yeah, they pulled it out years ago. We had it with him the longest time. We got a heart alert, and wow. Yeah, it was always a neat story. I never got to personally hear it from him. Like I said, unfortunately, but from what I was told, he didn't talk a whole lot about it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But that was a neat story how we I come into existence. Otherwise,
very
I wouldn't
cool.
be here today.
That's right. Noah, thanks for calling in and sharing that today, man. That's awesome. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right, you too. Talk to you later. And that was the thing about a lot of World War II, and I would imagine a lot of vets from other conflicts as well, but my dad almost never talked about it. I mean, when I interviewed him for the show back in July, almost 2 months to the day before he went to be with the Lord, he shared more then than I had ever heard in my entire life, because they kind of came back and were quiet, obviously. I mean, the brutality of what they saw in World War II, just beyond imagination, and weren't real talkative about it and didn't want to bring much attention to themselves. They didn't like being called heroes, but obviously for the rest of us, from our perspective, that's exactly what they were and continue to be. Let's go over to Jane's calling in from Wake Forest right here in North Carolina. Jane, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello there, Steve. I wanted to invite you and your audience to explore a gentleman named Cedric King. He's on YouTube. He lost two legs in Afghanistan.
Wow.
And a true inspiration. I think people will be truly blessed by hearing his story. And it's Army Master Sergeant Cedric King, C-E-D-R-I-C-K-I-N-G. And
got it.
Also, I did want to let you know about a local gentleman, Dr. David Moore. He was a fighter pilot in Vietnam. And to my knowledge, I flew over possibly 50-plus times.
Man.
And but also an incredible Good Samaritan and blessing many people along his journey of life. So thank you for the opportunity highlight these two heroes in my eyes.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wrote Cedric King down, and we'll check it out and put a link up on our Facebook page. Thanks for calling and sharing that.
By the way,
that,
it might be C-E-D-R-I-K. Okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right. Thanks so much.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Let's jump over to Paul, who's also calling in right here in my backyard in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Paul, thanks for calling. Go ahead, man.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're
welcome.
There
was an older gentleman in our church when I was growing up here locally at Falls Baptist Church, and his name is Julian Mangum, and he was in the Army in World War II, and he had a personal New Testament, a little small New Testament that he carried with him to the war. And during non-war times or whenever he had opportunity on Sundays, he would lead his troops in a Sunday school lesson. And then, wow, unfortunately, he was actually captured by the Germans. He was a POW, and he was held in Germany. And somehow he was able to hide that little New Testament.
Wow.
And wherever he was staying, I remember him talking about it.
Hey, Paul, can I put you on hold? Because I want to hear the rest of this story. I'm just up against the break. I'm gonna put you on hold. We'll pick it up with Paul when we come back. If you want to share, too, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-34-TRUTH, honoring our veterans. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today. To really dedicating the show today to our veterans and giving you a chance to call in. Now, we still have some time here in the last segment. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. My friend Mike on Facebook Live, this is amazing. His father-in-law served in World War II, Korea, and two tours in Vietnam. And knew the Lord, was married for, I think, 72 years, died in 2017. He was a colonel. Just an amazing legacy. And then I mentioned Marlon earlier. He said that his other uncle was a survivor of the death march in World War II. That was under a Japanese internment. So just some amazing, amazing stories out there and people that we need to be honoring all the time. And Paul was telling us, Paul is from Wake Forest, North Carolina, and was sharing a story with us. So just kind of back up a little bit, Paul. Sorry that we had to put you on hold there, and kind of unpack it real quick, and then let's finish the story. It's really a good one.
Sure, great. So we had an elderly gentleman in the church when I was growing up, and he had been going to church all of his life, and he was very faithful and had these perfect attendance pins for coming to Sunday school. But he was drafted into the war, went to World War II, and was captured as a POW, and he was able to hide a New Testament Bible from the Germans, and they did not know he had it.
Wow.
He would bury it in the ground, and he would take it out and read it, and he would share it with the men around him. Just based on his faithfulness of teaching his unit with that New Testament and then teaching the men around him in the POW camp, our church gave him perfect attendance pins for Sunday school. And by the time he passed away, he had a perfect attendance pins that would go all the way down to the floor. That 70-some years, this man was faithful to the church. And he was just an incredible, humble, soft-spoken man, just an awesome man of God.
Yeah, that's just amazing. I mean, it's just amazing to know somebody like that and be somebody around that, because there's just a, I hate to sound like a new age person, but there is an aura, there's an authority, there's a spirit, a kind of a weightiness to them when you're around them. Didn't you notice that?
Oh yeah, he was definitely an elder in the church. Everybody looked at him. I mean, and the other thing is, he never owned a car. He would walk to church. He walked 3/4 of a mile.
Oh wow!
And he was just so humble, and we miss him greatly. I still miss him every day.
That's totally amazing. Paul, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that with us. What an awesome story.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. Have a great afternoon. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. If you want to share, just honor a veteran in your life. Maybe it's somebody that you went to church with, like Paul was talking about, or somebody in your family, or if you've served yourself. I know you don't want to bring attention to yourself, but if you have served or if you are serving in the military, I'd love to hear from you. How does it make you feel on Veterans Day that your nation kind of turns to you? And attempts to honor you, appropriately so. But if you want to share a little bit about what it felt like, what it's meant to you to serve the nation in the military, that would be awesome. We would love to hear from you as well. Or if you just want to share about a veteran in your life, 866-348-7884 is the number, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to try to cue this up. This was on Saturday Night Live. There's a little step aside here a little bit, but I think this goes with it, because this was an exchange on Saturday Night Live where there's a comedian on there, Pete Davidson, who about a week ago or so had cracked a joke about a veteran who lost an eye, served three tours of duty in Afghanistan and lost an eye in an explosion with the IED, an improvised explosive device. And so SNL and this guy, Pete Davidson, got some heat, which they deserve to get. And then this past Saturday, they actually brought this soldier onto the show, which I thought showed some serious humility on their part and on Pete Davidson's part to go ahead and throw himself out there to then apologize publicly for what he did. It was just a great exchange. This is a little long for radio. It's 4 minutes, but it's definitely worth it. If I think I'm going to lose you on some of this humor, but this is a good lesson for us in terms of honoring our veterans. But I think it's also a good lesson for us as Americans in learning how to kind of relearning. How can we maintain relationships and neighbor status, even though we might differ tremendously on the issues and on politics of the day? We've created this canyon in between us, which is tearing the country apart, I believe. This is a great example of, I think, doing it right.
Well, last week, Pete Davidson did a feature here on Weekend Update that caused some controversy. Here to set the record straight is Pete Davidson.
So this guy's kind of goofy. He's got, like, wild white hair, right?
And what I'm sure was a huge shock for people who know me, I made a poor choice last week. I did. I made a joke about Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw. And on behalf of the show and myself, I apologize. My poor mom.
Can you imagine being my mom?
That must suck. Can you imagine being Pete Davidson's mom? It can't be easy when everyone's mad at your son and roommate.
I get it. Did you get that? I got that joke. That's pretty good.
No, but I mean this from the bottom
just
of my
keep
heart.
Listening.
It was a poor choice of words. The man is a war hero, and he deserves all the respect in the world. And if any good came of this, maybe it was that for one day, the left and the right finally came together to agree on something. That I'm a...
You think? So Dan Crenshaw was not on... You didn't see him on camera. Then all of a sudden, he slides over, and there he is. Boom. And that was him saying, you think?
Think?
Now he's got a patch over his one eye, and he was just elected to Congress. Okay, this guy's a war hero and a Republican.
Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, everyone, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for making a Republican look good.
Oh, you gotta stop saying that, man. I've been saying it all day. Please. Look, I just wanted to say, for people that don't know, the reason you're wearing an eye patch right now is that you lost your eye to an IED in Afghanistan during your third combat tour. And I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that.
So we good?
We're good. Apology accepted.
Okay, so you got to get this joke. So Pete Davidson was recently engaged to Ariana Grande, okay, big pop music star. So Dan Crenshaw, the veteran's phone goes off, and the ringtone is a song by Ariana Grande. So pretty good move here.
It sounds like my phone's ringing. I was just going to let it ring because that's rude to answer. Let's just let it go to voicemail.
No, it's cool. Ariana Grande. Well, cool, man. Yeah.
Oh, do you know her?
All right. So that's funny. All right. So last week, I made a joke about a picture of you, and I feel like it would only be fair if you got me back and made fun of a picture of me. Does that sound okay?
I don't really need to do that.
No, come on. I deserve it.
All right, I'll do it.
Please?
One.
All right.
And now, first impressions with Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw.
So now they're going to put a picture up, and Pete Davidson's a kind of wild-looking person, right? Kind of white hair. So this is, again, this is Dan Crenshaw, the veteran, the wounded veteran, lost an eye, and just was elected to Congress as a Republican.
Thanks, Colin. This is Pete Davidson. He looks like if the meth from Breaking Bad was a person.
Not bad. So there, we're even. All right.
Hold on. Well, one more. This is.
All right.
He looks like a troll doll with a tapeworm.
Yeah, man. All right, that's good. We should wrap this up.
Oh, hold on. No, this is fun. This is fun.
Cool.
He looks like Martin Short in the Santa Claus 3. By the way, one of these people was actually good on SNL.
So Pete's taking it. Like, because he totally messed up last week, and he's, you look him up, he's very liberal and kind of out there, but he's taking it. And these guys are going back and forth, and humor can be a great, a powerful tool for reconciliation, and it can make the heart melt a little bit. So really cool. So Dan's going to say something here about this situation in general.
No, you're right. You're not wrong.
Okay, but seriously, there's a lot of lessons to learn here. Not just that the left and right can still agree on some things, but also this: Americans can forgive one another. We can remember what brings us together as a country and still see the good in each other. This is Veterans Day weekend, which means that it's a good time for every American to connect with a veteran. Maybe say thanks for your service, but I would actually encourage you to say something else. Tell a veteran, never forget. When you say never forget to a veteran, you are implying that as an American, you are in it with them, not separated by some imaginary barrier between civilians and veterans, but connected together as grateful fellow Americans who will never forget the sacrifices made by veterans past and present, and never forget those we lost on 9/11, heroes like Pete's father. So I'll just say, Pete, never forget.
Never forget. And that is for both of us.
See, I think that's a great lesson for all of us to learn from that. Not only in treating our veterans with respect, and, you know, Pete Davidson obviously messed up, it was stupid, but he owned it and came back around and apologized, and then allowed himself to be kind of publicly, you know, excoriated, humiliated, made fun of. But that's what we need, and I love that how Dan talked about that. There's some kind of division between those that have served in the military and those that have not. And we have to remember that we're all Americans, and that's why I go back to what I said earlier. The United States of America in the late 1700s, the name of the country in and of itself, literally an oxymoron, because our founding fathers and the colonists were all about individualism, liberty. We're going to do things in Maryland different than you do them in Virginia, different than you do them in Massachusetts. Yet we're united under this banner of the United States of America, that we believe in some of the same truths, some of the basic. Now, it was easier back then because a lot of people, most people, the majority had a pretty solid biblical worldview. They weren't all Christians. Some were deists, but they believed they had the same basic first principles. And so while being independent, while believing in liberty, while believing in freedom, they also believed in the United States of America. And we've lost that largely. We see it when tragedy strikes. We see it when there's horrific things like hurricanes and stuff like that. And then you see Americans, they set everything aside and they gather at the same place for the same reason, to help one another. It's a great lesson. I was so appreciative of Saturday Night Live doing that. And I don't say that very often, but they were setting a great example for the rest of us that the unity of the nation is important. And especially for us as Christ followers, how we treat our neighbor is even more important. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for serving. We honor you. We bless you. We thank you. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, we'll talk again real soon. And as my dad always said, ever forward.